Please let this be Lucy Marjoram from Halson Information Plus. Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Oh, you are there. That's good. How's things
That's
at Halson Information Plus then, Lucy?
Very good, thank you. All very busy here at the moment. Lots going on. We've got courses and training and, very, very busy and lots of new things coming up too, which is wonderful.
It's an amazing place, actually. It really is, and a real asset to Halston. But one of the new things that you're launching is apparently a new digital support service. Do tell us a bit more about that.
That's right. Yeah, thank you. So, I mean, like you said, everything that we do here at the centre is very much community-led and based on the needs of the people that we serve here in Halston and the surrounding villages. So what we are launching based on community need is a new digital support service, which is actually launching this week. So we've really noticed that people are struggling. Perhaps there's a certain generation that could be getting left behind with digital inclusion and using tablets and smartphones to navigate everyday life. So we have come up with a new digital support service where people can come in and spend time with one of our volunteers. They're going to be pre-booked appointments. You'll get about an hour each time. You can have multiple appointments. It's not just one, as many as you need. And we will sit with you and help you to learn how to use your mobile phone. That can be an Apple device or an Android device or also your tablet. So really trying to work with individuals to help build their confidence in using these devices. And that can be anything from helping you to set up your device for the first time, how to connect to Wi-Fi. I mean, if you're in various places now, in cafes and restaurants and shops, they all have the free Wi-Fi. So, and navigating how do you actually do that? How do you switch Wi-Fi connections? How do you manage that? It could be anything to do with using WhatsApp or Messenger, doing video calls, even down to using the App Store or Google Play to download apps and put those onto your phone, right through to emails, scanning QR codes, using emergency features on your phone. And we've also had a lot of people, what probably one of the main things that's come of this is that people struggle to park because they don't know how to download the app on their phone, or as we all know, there are multiple parking apps, which ones you use. So simple things like that, we would help you to download those apps, show you how to use them, and hopefully build your confidence over time so that you feel confident to be able to use your phone. Another thing that's come out locally in Halston is the Lidl app, of course, with our new Lidl that came into Halston last year. Lots of people need that app to get savings, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can't access the savings. So everyday life things that would help you get on better with the way the world is changing and how everything is now done on a mobile device. We are here to help you learn how to download those simple apps, and I say simple because obviously I use it. It's not simple for some people, but we will try and make that process simple for you.
I think that is a smashing idea. I really do. I meet so many kind of older people, particularly, and forgive me, it may not just be older people indeed, who can't use a smartphone and claim that they are Luddites, if you like. And I think that kind of service would be great. Let's hope loads of people will actually come along to those courses. How do they actually get involved? Do they have to phone Halston Information Plus or...
Yeah, that's right. They can phone us up and we can book an appointment for them, or they can just pop in and see us. So whatever's easiest. I won't say they can email or go on the website, because obviously that's probably one of the main things they need help with. Phone in or pop in and see us and we can book that appointment for you. And like I said, you can have as many appointments as you need. So it's not just a one-off. We offer one-hour appointment slots on multiple days throughout the week. So just give us a call and we can get you booked in.
What a great idea. Definitely. Now then, you've got the annual town meeting coming up soon, I understand.
That's right, yeah. So normally we are just participants in this, not actually helping to organise it. But this year there's a bit of a change. So the annual town meeting is normally organised by the town council. Which again, it is this year, but we are supporting them with it this year, because what they would like to do is change the format. So it's going to be slightly different to what it has been in previous years, which was just a meeting set up with people giving talks. But this year it's completely different, and we're inviting lots of clubs and groups, voluntary groups, charities, different organisations to the event to have a stand. So the town is going to be, the town meeting is going to be filled with clubs and groups showcasing what they do. So the idea of this is to open it up and hopefully attract more people to actually come to the town meeting. You won't just be listening to councillors, perhaps what it's been in previous years, and people that have had grants from the town council giving talks. It will be completely different. You can come along. It's going to be really friendly and formal. You can browse all of the stands and all of the various clubs and groups that are available in Holston. There might be things that you're unaware of, things that are going on. Might be that you want to get involved with something new, and you can get inspired by all the lovely clubs and groups that we have here. And a really nice town event, like I say, really informal. There will be the chance where you can speak to the town councillors, but it's going to be very much a celebration of all things Holston.
Yeah, I reckon, you know, I ought to be there with my my events page, what's going on in Harston and Waveney, actually, because, again, when people learn how to use their smartphones, they'll have Facebook, no doubt, and they'll be able to find all the events that are the events on that page.
Exactly, so. Yeah, we can direct them there. That's a brilliant idea.
Lucy, that sounds great. What date is the annual town meeting then?
Yes, so it's happening on Tuesday the 12th of May. It's an evening event, so it's 6 until 8 p.m. in the evening. And again, slightly changed to the format of previous years, it's going to be at the Holston Sandcroft Academy on Wilderness Lane. So it's going to be at the high school, not held at the town council offices. So it's in the studio at the high school. There's going to be students there as well. I think we're having some poems or maybe the odd song being sung by the students. So a really lovely town event and town celebration of all things Holston. So that's Tuesday the 12th of May, 6 till 8 p.m.
That's great. Lucy, I wish you every success, both with the digital support service, helping people to use their smartphones and tablets, available at the Harson Information Plus, and also for the new look annual town meeting on the 12th of May as well.
Thank you very much. Can I just do a final, give my phone number out? Because I realise that if anyone does want to contact us about the digital support, the best phone number to ring is 01379 851 917.
Lovely. Lucy, great to have you on the programme today.
Thank you so much, Paul. Really appreciate it.